Okay, today's a better day. I can handle the dry heat. Give me dry heat, like desert heat. Okay, I'm good. I've been out to the desert quite a few times, I'm telling you. I can handle the desert dry heat. Can't handle humidity.
No way, no how.
Do not last outside.
Can't handle the heat.
It's the humidity. No. Maybe a day like today. Dry heat, 91 degrees right now. It's later in the afternoon. Grooming day today at the fur kiddos with the kitty cats. Head home. Give Snorri and Blue time. Gotta have their time, individual time. There's no way. They weigh more than me together and can't walk them together. I'm hoping once Blue, she's set up for her space surgery later this week, and once she recovers in that. A friend of mine introduced me to a puppy daycare camp and just a place where she can mingle and interact and get her energy, her husky energy out. And once she recovers from surgery, probably later next month, and a gift certificate, really Christmas gift, it said, and see how she does. But she kind of needs that interaction in that, so I'm excited for her. Snorri, no part of it. No part. He's older, no part. He's got stuff with his health, and he just no part of it. I don't want to be around the other dogs, so this will be good for her, but hope she does really good with her surgery later this week, and bring her back home, and she can recover, and, you know, next month, mid-next month, maybe towards the end of next month, she'll have some fun in that. But today's a productive day. Like I said, I got a list of things that I'll have each week, and the goal is to at least do something every day, even if it's a little something, is just to get something done. You know, like I said, if I could show like 2 or 3 years of all the nonsense and just ridiculousness and shenanigans and drama and all that crazy ass stuff from people and all the wasted energy, wasted time. Again, I'm going to say valuable, precious time. The house would have been done all right. Having problems with excavating is tough. Because it's a plumbing issue, it's a pipe issue, but they have to dig, so it's excavating. So it's crazy because plumbers feel like it's excavating, and excavating feels like it's plumbing, and then you have to find really a contractor that does both, and that's where I'm at right now. So I have another company coming out. They're supposed to stop by over the weekend and just take a look and see, and you know, and then I head back to the insurance company, yada, 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 and that's like the last thing, but there's like one water supply in the basin I cannot use. And the strange thing is it's coming from the opposite side of the house where it's leaking a new part of the basin I've never seen before. And once you turn it on, it's like it's literally coming down the wall. So the thing is, it's on the opposite side. So as they said, you got a pipe on the opposite side, if not stretched across the house. Is it connected to the existing problem with insurance and stuff like that? Yes. Yes, probably, as they said, most likely. So it's like the last major thing that I cannot do. Everything else is little things. You know, I'm excited because I love to get my creative juices going, and I'm finally going to be able to use color and get like the Caribbean tropical colors that I have, and give a gal like myself spray paint colors and paint, and I mean, just like give me, you know, peace and good music and that, and good vibes, good days. You know, it'd be dry heat's fine. We've been back, so it's like I have cover from the shelter, you know, from the sun, the porch, and now it's about creativity. I've envisioned what I want to do with it. Now it's just making it to light, you know, bring it to light. And the rest is just like little things, like having to do foundation cracks and that, and already have foundation paint and that. It's just little things. But like I said, I'm damn proud of myself. A lot of work. It's like everything I've gone through, I've just poured myself into it. And it's been a major, great, amazing escape, you know. I'm one, I like to work with my hands, a creative person, and, you know, I don't go by the norm. It's just something I envision, country coastal theme. You live near a body of water, I feel a little country in the area, you know, but I feel coastal. And if I was living by, you know, the ocean, and like I said, you have this crazy visions in your 20s. I always want to live by the ocean. I want to live by the, you know, and now with global warming, you're like, I really don't think it's good to live by the ocean. I don't want a tsunami or, you know, or and with an earthquake or tropical storms and hurricanes and, you know, typhoons. And now it's like taking that whole vision and pouring it into what I envision with the house, really, my vision. And I'm excited to be able to share it. You know, privacy reasons, I'm not sure all of it. Because, you know, there are crazy people out there. That's for sure. But I cannot wait. And now the color. The true pop of country coastal. The tropical and the coastal theme now is going to be coming to life with the back of the house, with the patio, and the porch. And I'm excited to get started on that. And it's going to be a busy week this week. There's surgery. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything with that. But yeah, I got a little couple of things on list today. Will I get to them? I don't know. You know, it's a little bit later now and just getting done with the groomers, and I got to attend to them and give them their individual time, Snorri and Blue. But, you know, you're talking about dating, you know, dating, and when you get out of a relationship or marriage or, you know, whatever, you know, however you slice and dice it, you know, and you, I don't know. I think it's really, I talked to a friend of mine up north and Zeke, and I think it's just like, as he said, it's just like, we've been through the marriage stuff and we've been through the committed relationships and, you know, and you've gotten burned, you know, and you put your all in, you poured your all, and you ended up losing yourself in the process. And it was like them, and it wasn't reciprocated. It wasn't a two-way street. It was all one-way street. You know, somebody takes from you. Here, I'm gonna say it again. Take, you know, and it was just a big joke, a big fraud. You know, that's my situation. It was just a joke. It was just a beneficiary check, hoping I'd die. I didn't die. That's the truth. There were some people that said some things. Deputies, the sheriff's department overheard things. You know, somebody looking for a quick beneficiary check, hoping I'd die, kill over, croak, whatever you want to say. You know, pack sand, hit the dirt, whatever. It didn't happen. Ain't gonna happen. My loved ones, angels got my back. Ain't happening. There's reason I'm gonna end up outliving a lot of people. You know, that's good karma, you know. This ain't nothing. No, I'm a fighter. I pass the prognosis. Is it tough? Yes. Is it pain? Horrible? Yes. Does it progress? Oh, hell yes. Early this morning, got to understand breakthrough pain, and now I have something I have to reach to override the breakthrough pain. You know, it slips in between what you're taking, and it was real this morning, you know. I was done. I was knocked out. I was tired after that, and I needed it. You know, pain is a lot of energy that it takes from your body. But, you know, people outlive other people. People outlive people for a reason. Especially people who don't have good souls. And you got a good soul outlives a bad soul. There's a reason. I believe in good karma. I believe in the universe. I believe in God. I believe in guardian angels. There's reasons you're protected. You know, trust me by saying your loved ones are still around spiritually. Maybe not physically. Not in physical form, but spiritually they are. They remain. I totally believe that. but I got a lot of work done. And excited, but then, you know, I start thinking about, you know, and like my friend Zeke said, you know, with dating and stuff and relationships and blah 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 blah, and I really don't talk about this stuff on the podcast. I feel like Dolly Parton, you know, when you get in your next relationship, live and learn, don't repeat mistakes, and keep it out of the limelight, keep it out of public spotlight, bloop people out of pictures and stuff. Use different names, don't use your real names, you know, protect people. I've done that for a while now. But also I've realized too, like, I think it's just I'm in this new phase of life, and I may be, I don't know, he feels the same way. Like I say, you shouldn't have to need a relationship, a companion, a partner, whatever. It should complement you. I would like to, but I don't need, I don't feel like it's a need, like a have to have, you know. I think those were mistakes that I made along the way and path of my life. And I'm in a different phase of my life. When you start being comfortable with yourself and taking care of yourself and spoiling yourself and being your own best friend and taking time out and enjoying the peace and the silence and, you know, not putting somebody before yourself, your own wants and needs, you know. And I did that for a long, long time. Mistake, mistake, mistake. And I do it in relationship after relationship. I never took a time out for me. I was in one relationship to another relationship, another relationship. That's my whole life. I never liked dating. I was a committed person, but the problem is I was loyal to a fault. You know, in a good majority of my relationships. I believe love, yes. I believe I was in love one time in my life. And I've had time to really reflect and think about that. And with therapy, trauma therapy, and talking about things like that, logical thinking, not emotional. But to be honest, I realized during that last session yesterday is I did. I had been in love one time. I had the love of my life one time. And I let them go. I was engaged a little bit after high school. And it was a gentleman who was Amish, and their Amish beliefs, and there's different types of Amish, and they lived in Northern Ohio. The boys, they let them decide when they get older to a certain age if they want to convert completely to Amish, to the religion or not. And he lived part Amish and part normal society, let's just say. I know there's a terminology for religion-wise when it comes to Amish, but his parents were strict Amish. They had no TVs, no radios, no nada. They lived in a beautiful farm, beautiful property that was made by, you know, actually built by his dad, his brother. His brother converted full Amish, married an Amish woman, and had a lot of children. And back then, I knew there was something going on with me. And I realize now, going through this hearing with judiciary and federal and that, and going into a second hearing, as I'm realizing through medical records and things that I did not and I was not aware of, that was pulled up, and just kind of translating in a nutshell and a short version of telling me things of my health I didn't know. I don't think I ever would have been able to had a normal pregnancy or have children. It just would have never happened. It would have been a constant spontaneous abortion. My body just would abort every time. It would, no way my body would have been capable, never would have, never have, to be able to carry a child. That's the truth for children. I just think with, you know, from jump as a sick baby, autoimmune stuff, it just wasn't in my cards, so to speak. A Kenny Rogers song, wasn't in my deck of cards. But I truly loved my fiance, the guy that I was engaged to. He proposed to me in a very romantic way. He was very thoughtful, he was kind, he was compassionate. He put, you know, he was a true gentleman. You know, he put the woman first, he put me first. Love is love. You know, his simplicity, and we talk in the back of, you know, he had a, what was it, a Blazer back then, or it was a 4x4. It was a Blazer SUV, I'm sorry, SUV, and we talk and put the trunk down and watch the sunset, talk for hours. We could just talk about anything, and he was just the sweetest guy in the world. I broke the engagement off. The reason is because there were so many, like, what do? Because we have Protestant, Catholic, Baptist, you know, my family, and then his family was Amish. And how do you divide a wedding like that? Bringing the Amish traditions with Baptist, Catholic, whatever, whatnot. And then it was the big issue of children. You know, it was a must that he have a lot of kids, regardless if he chose to be Amish or not. I felt like at that point in my life that I was holding him back, and that I felt bad because I just had a feeling that for health reasons I wasn't going to be able to have kids. I was right. My gut was so strong that it's like I just couldn't take it. I felt bad. I loved him with all my heart. He was my first and only true love. Will there ever be another love, you know, deep love like that? I don't think so. I think that was my one and only love. Can you love more than once in your life? Yes. But I think the true deep love is just once in a lifetime. I broke the engagement off. He was also had got a relationship with a young lady named Kelly, and she was, I believe her family, part of her family was Mennonite, but the other, her parents in that, her siblings in that were strict Amish. He was helping the family out a lot and stuff, and I felt like there was a bond more than just friends, and it ended up being, he ended up marrying her. After I broke the engagement off, they continued the friendship, and I always told him that I felt that there was more. I saw and envisioned them having this great family and a lot of kids, and embracing the Amish life, and him making decisions, his parents being happy, and then I just didn't feel like I was the fit for him. No matter how much I loved him, they say that saying, when you love someone, set them free. It's truly, absolutely 1,000,000,000% accurate. It's true, because they did. He didn't do anything wrong. I just didn't feel like me getting married to him, I don't feel like I was giving him his full potential. It felt like he deserved a family, he deserved a lot of kids. I felt like he truly would be great embracing the Amish tradition and way of life and converting full to Amish. And he ended up doing just that. He ended up getting married to the woman, that young lady that he was friends with, great friends with, and good friends with their family. And his family was great friends with their family. And they ended up having a beautiful family with a lot of boys and a beautiful life. And it was the most selfless act. Now that I'm older, I realize the most selfless act I could have ever done in my entire life is to set him free. Because I don't feel like I could give him everything he deserved, because he was a great man. now that I'm at this point in my life now, and I realize the selection of men, and it's just learned behavior and things, you know, in your environment, things you learn when you're growing up. And I didn't, back then I felt like I didn't deserve a good man, but I don't think that was it. I just really now I believe, as I set him free, because I believe he deserved the best as a great man that he was. Now I'm at this point of life, you know, and being friends with people, and, you know, and being asked, do you see more out of this relationship or friendship, blah, 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 and realizing I'm not ready, and I don't know if I'll ever be ready, and I don't know, you know, I don't know. I feel like I have lived my life in being in a constant relationship, being married for long periods of time, that it's like I feel like I just now, it's like I enjoy this part of my life is just focusing on me for change, because I gave so much of myself that I forgot about what I wanted and what I liked, and taking care of me for change and being selfish. And that's a good thing, you know, especially with my health. I feel like I've been fortunate to defy the odds and to beat prognosis almost 2 years now over the prognosis they gave me. And although things continue to progress in advance, do I ever see myself remarried or in a really, really, really serious relationship? If you ask me that now, I say point blank no. I'm not going to say my position or my status as far as, you know, am I single or whatnot. I'm not going to get into that. I keep that for privacy reasons, and I wouldn't discuss the person anyway. I'm just learning, like, Dolly Parton keeps things private, and that's a part of her life that she preserves and she protects, and I totally respect that. And their marriage, you know, and they started off as friends and that and got married. Their marriage and that and friendship relationship is strong because they keep things out of it, you know, out of the public light, and she preserves it, and she's selfish with that. And I think that's a great thing, and there's a lot of celebrities that do that. But as far as tying the knot again, I don't think so. I feel like I'm Pamela Anderson. Like, I love, but I know I've only had one love, and I don't know at this point in my life if I want that kind of long-term commitment. And that takes a lot to be able to say that, because a lot of women feel like they have to be in a relationship. They have to be, what's wrong with me? Why am I not in a relationship again? Why am I not married again? Blah, 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 blah. You know, to be honest, I tried the dating apps and that, and I did. I lost track of how many gentlemen that I literally removed. And it's just, I realized, you know, okay, not my type, blah, 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 blah. You know, I always end up realizing that I stand back, as the trauma therapist says, as you're standing back, is you're literally, you have someone that you're afraid to fully commit to. They want to fully commit to you, but you're backing up. And they're a great guy. They really are. They're amazing. He's an amazing man. Don't get me wrong. To have somebody talk about engagement and that freaks me out. I feel like the runaway bride. And I think it's just because, as my therapist says, you're just in this different phase of life. And you literally have learned to be okay not being constantly in a relationship, constantly committed, you know. Some people say tied down, whatever you want to say. And embracing this freedom and this blessing of beating prognosis and actually enjoying life and living life and taking care of me and my fur kids. If I had human kids, I'd be taking care of the human kids too, you know, taking care of my kids. I don't know if I want that ever again. I'm telling somebody that, you know, I'm fortunate that they respect that. But as they said, my position of what I want, what I see with us is different than yours. They believe in time I'll change my mind. I'm not saying I'm not going to, but for right now and for what I see for tomorrow and the next day, I don't see it. I don't see me, you know, being married again and a commitment like that, you know. I enjoy what we have and the way it is right now, and it's been, and that's the truth. And I have, you know, went on and done the dating sites and that, and not to see, you know, it's just in before all that. I'm not into it, you know. I lost track how many guys. It had been well over 500 easily. If I could videotape how many contact and how many I've just removed. And there's nothing, the majority is nothing wrong with them. It's just, I think I'm just didn't completely have I have healed. I have moved on. I have evolved. I have grown. I have learned great lessons, and through great trauma therapy, logical lessons, not with emotion. And it's made a hell of a difference in my life. I don't get involved with the drama. I don't get involved with any of that nonsense, shenanigans and that. I feel stressful situations, negative energy, whatever, I'm out of there. You know, evade, avoid, and run. Just don't respond. I have learned a great deal. But I don't know if I ever want to be in that kind of, like, in a marital situation or whatever. I just don't know. For all you ladies out there, you know, you get out of relationships or marriages or that, and you wonder what's wrong with you. You know, why can't I find a man or whatever? I'm going to say this right now. There's nothing wrong with you. First of all, we're in 2023, and dating is ridiculous. There's so many people that I've realized just through dating. You know, I didn't go on multiple sites. It was only one. That I was a member of. That's it. You know, I'm not that, happened to go off 50,000 of them, and I didn't like them anyway. But I realized just sitting back and analyzing it and logics and looking at the men and stuff and the situations, it didn't matter what state or city, you know, because you have to expand your horizons, you know, because there are long distance relationships that do work. And, you know, it's perfectly fine to have long distance relationships. But I noticed a lot of men just window shopping. You know, ladies, there's a lot of men window shopping. That's all they're doing. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. It has nothing to do with you. Women, us as women, we are more committed. We're loyal. We're a different, you know, we're a different creature than men. Men are very visual. They look at first thing. First thing they want is someone appealing. They want, you know, to feel sexually attracted to. They want the chemistry. You know, you can have the sexual attraction and whatnot, okay, men. But if the woman is a real, you know what, mean as hell, nasty, has no sense of humor, dry humor, is lazy as slob, whatever situation, but if she looks good, you'll still put up with it. I think that's just asinine, and it's stupid. And when you get older, men, and you get evolved and mature, you should be seasoned, you know, seasoned when we get older. I don't want to say old farts, but seasoned. You know, we all get older, we're seasoned. We should be more experienced, and we should realize that there's more to a woman, man, than what's on the surface. That's superficial stuff. What should matter to you, man, is the person inside, their soul, their being, their character, their personality, their charm, their zest and sense of life, you know, their resilience, transparency, trust. Men are too much now, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to say it from my experience for dating app. Men are too visual. You know, we put the best of the best of pictures. Okay, hair extensions, whatever situation, you know. Hey, me. Okay, it's me. It's always the same thing. Oh, you're so pretty, or this and that, or oh, remove. Anybody paying attention to reading the profile? Who you are, what you enjoy, your passions, your sense of humor, blah, 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 blah. You know, no, we're too worried. Men are too worried about the visual. I understand men are visual creatures, but you are never going to find a quality woman if all you're worried about is what's on the exterior. Sorry, I'm going to say it. There's too many men window shopping. There's a lot of men that shouldn't be on those sites. If you get on these dating sites, women, I don't care how old you are, and a guy's hiding his profile picture, and he only visually shows it if he contacts you, or it all magically shows up, the pictures show up, whatever. He shouldn't be on the dating site. He's either A, married, B, engaged. He's not left his relationship. You know, there's nothing legally contract, no separation or anything. He's full of himself. Or he's there just to see if the grass is green on the other side, or he's there just for a romp in the sack. That's the truth. That's the first red flag. Get the hell out of there. Block, remove, however the dating site is. You know what I'm saying? A true gentleman and man is not going to be afraid to have the pictures up, profile pictures up. And there's going to be a transparency there, and there's going to be some substance behind the profile. Not a, hi, my name is Joe Schmo, and how's your date? I like climbing trees, whatever. I like cutting trees or whatever the hell. You know, what about me? Ask me. You know, that's silly. That's not mature. That's a child. You don't want no damn man, baby, again. You're not picking up, you know, jelly and stuff off the counter anymore. You had this day. You're not picking up somebody's dirty socks. You know, you're not going to sitting there saying, can you clean your car today? You're not taking the car to the car wash. What would you like for food? What would you like to get me? What would you, where are we going out to dinner? Well, hey, you decide. Where are we going to go today? I mean, okay, I guess we'll go here. Okay, where's the vacation? And, you know, and the guy's telling you, you plan the vacation. And all of a sudden you realize you become a mom, a wife, a cook, a maid, you know, a servant, whatever, okay? car cleaner, detailer, you know? That's not a relationship. That's not being with the man. That's being with the baby. That's a toddler. That's an asinine liability. You don't want it. You get older, you don't put up with that stuff. Learn your lessons. Little red flag, you know? Here's the thing, women. You don't have to have a relationship. You don't need a relationship. When it's time, okay, and the right man comes along and you put your bar really high up to the sky all the way touching to heaven, especially if you've been burned before, okay, learn from mistakes. It takes a while. Heal first. Give yourself time to heal. I've learned from experience of life. I cannot and you should not jump from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship. I never had a chance to even breathe. I was constantly in a committed relationship or married my whole life. That's asinine. That is stupid as hell. And I realized how dumb that was. You know, what I wanted within my marriage that, you know, I had to exit from because it wasn't healthy at all, is I wanted to have that family and I wanted, you know, to be part of a child's life. And that happened, you know. But when somebody's, you know, in-laws believe that if somebody's sick or terminal, that they can't be a good mother and they're judgmental as hell and critical as hell, well, that's not in-laws in the first place, and that ain't nobody with a good heart, good soul, and that's just downright dark soul, okay? That's a bad person, bad soul, because that's not how you act towards anyone that marries into anybody's family, period. You know, when I realized in that situation, you know, and it was me planning everything out, me, you know, making plans, you know, and this, and it was never the other person, it was all me. You know, because I always wanted to be that mother to a human child and be just as great of a mother, a human mother, as I am to my fur babies, human. Mama, you know, to my fur kids. And it didn't happen, you know, and they had judgmental people, you know, and judging because of, oh, give me a break. I could do circles for eons, nonstop around people that aren't even sick, that don't even have cancer, never even went through oncology treatments. So get at your thoughts out of your twisted head. Don't judge women because they have chronic illness, they have cancer or something, you know, long term. You make an ass out of yourself when you're judgmental as hell and a hypocrite, you know. And these are the people that aren't even good parental role models to start with. They just realize that you are one. And that makes them fearful. You get my point? Because you're going to be better than them. That's the truth. And you step back from the situation, you learn that. But, I don't know, you know? Topic brought up, you know, with the gentleman that I've been talking to for a while. And, you know, they see things going more further out. And I'm more comfortable with, I have my life and you have your life. And I do this and you do that. And we make time for each other, but we respect, and he respects my time, and I respect his time wholeheartedly, and he has, you know, adult kids and stuff of his own, but we respect one another, but I don't see myself in the M word again, married. Call me Pamela Anderson II. I just don't see it, you know? There was an article Pamela Anderson also wrote recently about when her makeup artist passed away from breast cancer, and it was the last time she ever wore makeup. Was it 2019, she said? And she said, you know, I always went outside the norm. I never followed traditional styles, and I never felt like I had to put on all this makeup and mask, you know, of who I really look like, and embracing when you get older and embracing change. And I feel like that too. I am not embarrassed of my age at all. I mean, I've looked at a lot of women that are younger than me, and I'm like, damn, I look better than them, and I'm a hell of a lot older. But you know, sorry, I'm gonna be arrogant that way. Because you have to love the skin you're in. But ladies, I'm telling you, for all you women, you feel bad because you're not in a relationship and you think what's wrong with you, and get out of the women's TV, get out of the Hallmark Channel, okay? That's just fictional stuff. It's not real, okay? Don't worry and base that you have to wake up in the morning and do 5 hours of makeup and 3 hours of hair. Don't feel like you have to go to the hair salon all the time, get your nails done all the time. A real man is going to love you for you. Does not surface. That loves you for more than just what you look like, okay? They're gonna love you for you, your soul, your heart, your sense of humor, you know, that you like art, or you like going to museums, or you like singing in the shower, or you like dancing when you're cooking breakfast, you know? That's more things that aren't, you know, superficial. It's what's in the heart and the soul, you know? And a good man is gonna appreciate that and see past what you look like. I've learned a lot from the dating site. I could do a podcast. Could I podcast? Oh, I could podcast a lot. I should have just took all the profiles and just, you know, critique them. I could do that too. That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it? Maybe I should do that a couple of times. there's red flags, there's dating sites, and there's a lot of scammers on dating sites, you know? That was easy to figure out. Their profile pictures are all blurry because they've taken them off of people's profiles, and they've chopped them and switched them, and good Lord, photoshopping them, and they're not legit, and all of a sudden you see the next thing is there's an email from the site, and they removed them, and like I said, men that say, oh, I'm legally separated. Okay, well, when did you do your legal separation? Did you have it notarized in that? Well, no, we just talked about it. You're just looking to see if the grass is green on the other side to decide if you're leaving your wife. That's ridiculous. Those are guys that are cheaters anyway to start with. Get out of town. Get out of here. You know? Any of the guys that are married should be on there anyway. You know? That's just crazy. Respect yourself, ladies, okay? And you younger girls in your 20s, you got a man, a sugar daddy, okay? And you're using him for every dollar you got, and you think he's going to leave his wife. He's going to leave his wife. He's going to leave his wife. No, he's going to leave your ass. Because what's going to happen? He's going to leave his wife for you. And then he's going to find a younger model. You're just a temporary fix, hon. You're just temporary, okay? You're just temporary. That's the truth. Guys that are like that, who use and think of women as just objects, sex objects, visual objects, whatever, they have no respect for women to start with. They have no respect for ladies. Get out of town, young girls. You're going to use them for money? Go for it. Use them for every dollar they got. I guess they deserve a lesson, because you're going to end up leaving them either. One of the way, they're going to leave you, or you're going to leave their ass after they're poor. You know, sometimes men have to learn a lesson the hard way. You know, sometimes you just have to go, well, you learned his lesson, didn't he? Yep, she used them. That $50,000 new car, trip to Tahiti and back, jewelry, hair extensions, makeup. I mean, what, 5,000 pairs of eyelashes? That's the stupidest waste of money, too, eyelashes. Get out of town, ladies. Get yourself a freaking thing of Maybelline for $5.97. You think a guy really cares what your eyelashes look like? And if he's complimenting you, he's just doing that because he wants something anyway, especially if he's just using you anyway, and he's half your age. That's just sick and weird. That's weird. Any guy sits there and, oh, hell no. Any guy needs to sit there and mess with somebody that's like, ugh, oh man, could be the age of their grandkids, whatever. It's just sick, man. That's sick. That's some sick stuff. That's some twisted ass stuff. Hey, something ain't wrong in the head. There's something ain't right in the head on that one. That's just stuff. I'm sorry, guys. There's nothing to be jealous about that. That just looks twisted and weird. You look like a freak in public. You look like a weirdo, and I'm just calling it out it is. You look weird. A lot of guys doing this stuff. That's not okay. That's not okay. No, There's like an age cutoff, you know? 15 years, whether you're a man or a woman, 15 years, you know, because you're still going to have things in common. You get past 15-year mark, that's just getting downright weird. There ain't nothing in common. There ain't nothing in common at all. You're either eye candy, you're lacking something in life, man. You know, you're lacking something. You're insecure as hell. You know, you're bragging rights, whatever. You know, bragging rights. You think your guy friends are bragging rights? Yeah, and they're sitting there talking to their wives or their fiancés about you behind your back. Just weird, man, weird. Don't do that. Don't do that stuff. The point I'm getting to is, once again, I'm going to say this, and in this podcast, is you shouldn't have to feel like you have to have a relationship, ladies. Don't feel like there's anything wrong with you if you haven't went into another relationship, if you've gotten out of engagement, boyfriend situation, marriage, whatever, love is love, you know, your partner. There's nothing wrong with you. And sometimes it's just the universe saying, listen, I want you to take some time out for you for change. I want you to take some time out for you. I'm not going to let things happen again. Jump, because it's never going to work. I can tell you from experience, it doesn't work. You know, you got to take some time out for you. Embrace this you time. Embrace this time of focusing on you, your wants, your needs, your likes. Because when you get older, those wants and needs and likes changes. Your hobbies change. Embrace, pour yourself in, you know, on your passions in life. Finding new passions, new hobbies, you know. You don't need a man in your life, okay? He should compliment you. But if you're not ready, you're not ready. Don't jump into something you're not ready for. I'm guilty of that. I felt guilty of that, jumping into something I wasn't ready for. I jumped into a marriage that I didn't even want to be married. I didn't know how to get out of the marriage because everything was paid for. The wedding, the church, everything was paid for. I didn't know how to get out. When I'm sitting and eating pizza at Donato's Pizza and talking about something, and someone literally all of a sudden turns into some crazy ass, I don't know what, and disrespecting me, I didn't want to be married. I saw the true side of the person. I don't know why they got married. I didn't want to be married. I didn't know how to get out of it. But really, in reality, trauma therapy, how you get out of it is weddings call off. Don't feel bad. You know, you walked down like you were literally said. I felt like I was in a movie and I was actress. And it was just a skit. It was just a play. It was just a movie. It was a facade. It was a joke. I got divorced. Yeah. There was no respect for me. I don't know why the person even got married. You know? What, because everybody else was? Yeah. And then you realize you got married and everybody else was and you couldn't even get over your ex? You weren't even over your ex. What was it, to get married so you can get back at even with your ex? That's some twisted-ass stuff, too. And we know how that went. When the divorce came down, the judge asked me, what would you like? What do you need? No, I'm fine. I just want a divorce. No. Okay. And then stuck it to him. You're going to, okay, sir, this is what's going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to pay for this. The female judge saw it differently. Is wasting my time. And the person did not get married to me. And they weren't in a relationship out of love. It was something else. I don't know what it was. But right before getting married and the person turned really, really dark and nasty and disrespectful, my gut was right. It's not to get married. I wanted to call the marriage off. And I'll be honest, and this is the truth, help me God, I didn't want to get married. And I just went through the motions. It was horrible. It was horrible. And then it was so disrespectful at the reception. You know? My grandmother heard things. Oh my God, my beloved grandmother heard things. My Spitfire grandmother did. I remember she was next to me in the stall and I didn't know it. I was telling a friend of mine how they were acting. My grandmother told me it'll never last. She'd get out of it now. She was right. She was right. She saw right through him. The disrespect that she told me, I saw right through him. You know? Not okay. And I realize now, you know, grave and critical mistakes I've made. Jump in relationship. I don't need that. And you don't need it either. So all you women that, you know, you're wondering what's wrong with you and why are you not in a relationship? Because the universe is telling you it's time to take care of you. Now it's your time. It's time to focus on you. It's time to make you happy. It's time for you to take care of you. Do things for you. Now you've got the time. You're not babysitting. You're not monitoring. You're not washing their hands, their feet, their dishes, their clothes, their car, blah, 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 but buying them this, buying them that, trying to make them happy. You ladies who keep buying your man you're with every single thing they want because you're trying to make them happy, maybe they'll change. If you got to buy a man everything and hope these change, he's not a man that's ever going to change, okay? He's not worth your time, period. Move on. Move on, you know? Get off the Hallmark Channel. Get off of all this sassy stuff, you know? It's not reality. Any reality TV is just paid actors in any way. You know, they're all over the damn place, jumping from show to show. You know, paid actors are people who just do this for a living. You know, it's scripted stuff. Like I said, I did a show, reality show for A&E. This was right after my major surgery, like not even that far recovered. I did a show for A&E and we taped it in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, flew me out in that and it was True Blue Productions. This is the truth. And I was on a show. The show aired out on the West Coast, and it never made it to the East Coast, but the show never really did very well. I think it only went through so many, it went through the first season, and then it was just dropped, by the network. It wasn't real, it wasn't reality. They were telling me what to do and setting the scene up, and that's when I looked at shows and TV different, you know? But, it was about relationships, you know? What I'm saying in a nutshell is I'm in this podcast so I can attend to the fur kids and that. And a couple things I want to do before it gets dark is there's nothing wrong with you. You're not in a relationship now, ladies. You got out of one. You made smart decisions. You got out of the abuse. You got out of the toxicity. You got out of the disrespect, okay? Now it's your season. It's called selfish season. You don't need to be a cancer patient, oncology patient, to embrace selfish season like I am doing. It's about taking time out for number one you. Taking time out for your fur kids as well. Your human kids as well. Focus on you and love around you. And not seeking love outside of you. Okay? Because it's not your time. And sometimes we need to heal and find peace. And then you evolve and you emerge a different person, a different woman, a different lady. Okay? But you men out there who are window shopping and all you are is looking at the outside and you visual creatures, because there's a lot of men like that, because I've run across enough of you on dating site, okay? There's more substance to a woman than just her features. And I have said this so many times to so many men, I lost track and then I removed them, okay? If a compliment's not going to start with, hey, I really liked reading your profile about this, And instead it's going to start with, oh, you got beautiful hair, or, oh, you got beautiful skin, or oh, I like your eyes, or oh, I like your smile. And that's a surface man, okay? And all it is a visual creature, okay? There's no substance. They're not looking for anything. They're just looking for just what you're on the outside, okay? When you get older, looks fade. You can only have so much cosmetic surgery too, ladies. You can only have so many hair extensions, wigs, whatever. Okay, that stuff just... Pfft. When you get older and you get into the advanced part of life in your 80s and 90s or whatever, and you look at these marriages that have lasted 60, 70 years because it's the truth, and you take time, you look at the logical side of what made it work. It wasn't about, oh, the woman was sexy or she had big tatas or I liked her butt or whatever. It was about past that. It was the transparency of the heart, the good personality, how caring, compassionate, and kind the wife was, the husband was. If you go into relationships out of a bad relationship or failed relationship or relationships, and you go past the surface and you now look for substance, I promise you, men and women, you're going to find your forever. But for now, ladies, take your time out. Don't worry about being in a relationship. Don't worry about what's wrong with you because there's nothing wrong with you. This is 2023 and there's way too many window shoppers as men. There's still good men, good substance men out there that are transparent, loyal, faithful, compassionate, and kind. Unfortunately, there's just not many. I don't know what happened, evolved, and changed. Something with COVID, maybe. Climate change. I don't know. Something. I don't know. But it's not the same, you know, as when you're dating in your 20s. But if you're not finding the one and you keep trying and trying, you feel bad about it. Don't feel bad about it. It's just not your time. Take the time now in life. Focus on you. Focus on your wants. Focus on your needs. Focus on your fur babies. Focus on your kids. Focus what's within, underneath your own roof. Amen.